All right, so the third voice, we call this the voice of the wounded. Now, this one often is initiated or triggered, if you will, from an external source. So something in your physical experience. And what this looks like, and this one's maybe a little bit more comprehensive than the first two. What this one looks like is you'll often have a trigger in your external world, not exclusively, but often. And then what happens is instantly you're embraced by a memory, which then brings along with it an unpleasant emotion, right? Now, in our teachings, we don't use words like good or bad, so good emotion, bad emotion, and unpleasant emotion. So, if you will, a charged memory or an unpleasant, or if you will, a traumatic memory, right? So you're kind of going along, and they'll often come again unexpectedly, right? And something will trigger it, often something in your physical surrounding, and instantly you're embraced, enveloped again by a memory, and at the same time, a traumatic, and I'm not, and a traumatic sometimes to me is a stronger word than needs to be, but we use it for a compartment here, a traumatic emotion, right? An unpleasant emotion, a charged memory, if you will, right? And so I think, again, for me, the first step in managing this is to understand what it is. And for me, the best way I can share it in this venue here is it's a wound, right? It's a wounded piece of you, if you will, that is coming to your awareness to be healed. Because often what creates the challenges and the obstacles that we work through to a new desired experience is old wounds. And so often what happens is as we start to progress and work towards those desires, a wound will come into our awareness to be healed, or often more accurately is simply being healed. And we're simply noticing that process happening. So for me, the first step is to understand what it is. You know, I talked about our first voice was the accuser. The second one was a warrior. You know, we can look at them as almost our adversaries, I guess, if you will. This one isn't. Right? This one is simply a wound that is being healed. And I think then the first action step, if you will, is really more one of understanding that that's what it is. So in some respects, the first action step is something, again, that we don't do. We don't beat it with a stick like the first two, right? It's not our adversary, right? Understanding what it is. And I think this is where, you know, whatever, if you have a, if you will, a spiritual practice or anything like this is really so valuable, because it allows you to just sort of be with that experience. And I think, you know, that's all we really have to do is simply just understand what it is. It's simply a wound being healed, you know. And I mean, if you've had a physical injury or something like that, you know, as that healing process is happening, there often is some, you know, uncomfortableness, some pain, some limitation, that type of thing. So this is the same thing. And so just like if a physical wound was healing, you're not going to go and like rub it or, you know, just torque on it if it's a sore joint or something like that, right? You're going to support it. It is healing process. And I think this is where you kind of get to choose what that looks like for you. But understanding that's what you're doing, right? Now the one thing, another way you could look at it is in your interaction with it, I guess is you could think of it as a wounded child, right? Or a scared child, be more accurate, right? And so the child comes to you and the voice will often come from a place of fear or uncertainty, trepidation, if you will, because you're stepping into new territory, right? And that wound is really unsure what to do. And so I find a good way of kind of putting a personality to it is think of it as a frightened child. So as a frightened child, what you're not going to do, again, is if you will just kind of poo-poo it, right? And say, oh, yeah, you're just, you know, being immature or whatever, right? But at the same time, you're not going to buy into the fear, right? You're not going to, oh my goodness, you're right. You know, that's what that you wouldn't do that if you were, you know, if you had a child that was frightened, right? And so what I will often do is I really do speak with it, right? As it was a frightened child. And so, you know, you're respecting, you're acknowledging the fears, but now, and this is the last step again, you are refocusing on that direction, right? The direction you want to go. And so you go, I understand. And I've even done this. You just talk to them, right? I understand you're afraid. I understand this is something new. Think of a frightened child, right? But it's okay, right? And I think an important piece of this is you're firm in the direction that you're going, right? And so, you know, I understand you're afraid. I understand you're uncertain. But this, so, you know, this is kind of the firm piece. But this is the way things are now. This is what we're going into now. This is the direction we're heading, right? And so, again, you don't discount their fears, but you don't buy into them at the same time. You set that direction. You set that course. You refocus back on the direction you want to go, right? And understand and allowing that wound to be healed. And there's many things, again, that we can do to help nurture that healing process, which is topic for another program. But for purposes here, understanding what it is, how to interact with it, setting the direction, as always, refocusing, and this is the direction we want to go. All right. See you back in the next episode for the fourth voice.